The sermon text from today's gospel reading. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ of God. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And a blessed day of resurrection to each and every one of you. And may each of us this day begin to and come to grasp with the hands of faith all that God has done for you in Jesus Christ our Lord. The forgiveness that He offers to you, the salvation Christ has won for you, the life that your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has secured for you. Now we have spent the season of Lent wrestling with and coming to grips with the reason why we need a Savior. We, each and every one of us, are aware of the utter wreck that sin has made of humanity and this world. I mean, consider it. Think about it. We were not intended to die. Death is an aberration. We were not supposed to die. Death is a consequence of disobedience to our Creator. And we begin to comprehend the absolute magnitude of this. Then we begin to comprehend the absolute magnitude of what Jesus has done for each and every one of us on our behalf. Through the Messiah's life, death, and resurrection, we see the fulfillment of the nature and the character of our God. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and He relents of disaster. Jesus, through His sacrifice, reconciled each and every person to God the Father. He reconciled you to God the Father. So today, what happens today? It all comes together as Jesus is risen from the dead, and He gives the invitation to His disciples to do what? To come and see Him. In the risen Christ, we begin to comprehend what Isaiah declares in the words that we so often and so fittingly read at our funerals. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich foods, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. Catch that. All people. This invitation is open to all who would believe and trust in Christ. It's so very reminiscent of what St. John tells us in his revelation of heaven. I looked and I behold, and there were people from all tribes and nations and languages gathered before the throne and the Lamb. It is in this gathering that John tells us of and that Isaiah points to, that the Lord has swallowed up the covering that is over all people, the veil that is spread over each and every human being. What is this? What is it saying? What is Isaiah telling us? He is telling us that the Lord has done nothing less than remove death from His people. He has taken away the consequence of sin that would otherwise mean eternal separation from God. But how? How? This covering has covered all people because all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. You, me, each and every one of us, we are covered and we cannot shake this covering off. We cannot push it off of ourselves. We cannot uncover ourselves. We are trapped beneath it. Our sinful nature clings to us so stubbornly that we can't begin to peel it off of ourselves. And we are trapped beneath it. Each of us knows this. Our consciences accuse us, and escape seems impossible. In fact, it begs the question, if this is so, then who can be saved? Jesus Christ gives us the answer. With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. God sent His only Son to deal with the problem. God has, in Christ, provided everything that we need. He gave His only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Christ your sins have been forgiven. In Christ your salvation has been secured. In Christ you have an advocate with the Father, one who is perfectly righteous. His name is Jesus, who lived a perfect life for you, and then who turned around and offered to you His very righteousness. And He took your sin in exchange, nailing it to the cross. In your baptism, Christ wrapped you in the perfect garment of His righteousness, which covers all your sins, dressed now in the King's garments, in the King's clothes. You are given a seat at the table that Isaiah describes. You are given a place in the heavenly banquet. What shall we say to all of this? Isaiah gives us the words that are so proper for each and every one of us to say. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for He has clothed me in the garments of salvation. He has clothed me in the garments of His righteousness. Oh, on that Sunday morning when Jesus Christ rose from the tomb, resurrected from the dead, fully alive, the women who were at the tomb saw Him, and He gave them instructions. And what were those instructions that He gave to His followers, to His disciples? Go, He said to Mary, tell my disciples, tell them to go and go to Galilee, and they will see. There it is. Go. Come and see. Go. Come and see. This morning, you disciples of Jesus Christ, you are extended the exact same invitation. Come and see. Come and see the One who was pierced for you and on your behalf. Come and see that the plan of salvation is now completely accomplished. Come and see what your God has in store for you. And what is it that we come and see in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? We look upon His resurrection and we see there our own resurrection. For those who trust in the person and the work of Jesus, those who trust in all that He has done, who throw aside any works of their own and cling solely to their Savior, those too shall rise from the grave on the last day, glorious, immortal, forever to live in the new heavens and the new earths. Come and see what He has in store for you. Your life. Come and see. But how? But where? Where will you do this? The disciples were told to go. Go to Galilee. There you will see Him. They went. They went to Galilee. They gathered at Jesus' feet. He gave them a task. It was a simple task, but it was a very crucial task. He says to them, you have come, you have seen, you have worshipped. Now, go and make disciples. Go and teach. Go and baptize. Go and know that I am with you always. Come and see. Go and tell. Come, see. Go, tell. The mere fact that this congregation is assembled here this morning in Lincoln, Illinois, is a testament to the grit and the determination and the dedication that those first disciples of Jesus had, because they did exactly what Jesus asked them to do. They went, they baptized, they told, they made disciples, and they spread that message throughout the entire world. They worked at fulfilling their Lord's command. And so what about us? We and ourselves, we are to come and to see also, not in Galilee, but here in church, with the body of Christ here in this place, at this time that we are given. We know where to find the Christ. We know where to find the Messiah. We know where to find our God and our Savior, and it is in the church. You will find Christ in the assembly of the believers, among whom the gospel is purely preached and the sacraments rightly administered according to our Lord's institution. As Christ has said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am among them. That means in this place, at this time, right now, your God, your Lord, your Savior, your Jesus is here with us at this very moment. Christ is here. We come and gather together this day because this is where we see Jesus. We gaze upon the cross of Christ's crucifixion. We see in the cross the penalty He willingly bore for our sins, every single one of them. And when we gaze upon the cross, we see not defeat, but we see instead victory. Here we see Him in this place reach down and claim His own in the waters of holy baptism. We taste and see that the Lord is good, and we receive His very body and blood in, with, and under the bread and the wine of the sacrament of Holy Communion. It is here in this place, in His sacraments, in the places that He has appointed, that you see your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then what? After you have seen, it is no different for you than it is for the first disciples of our Lord. Isaiah gives us the beautiful words. Go and tell. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation. This is the pattern that Jesus lays out for the Christian life. We trust. We wait. We act. We rejoice. And we share the good news with others. It is so simple and so powerful all at the same time. It is so simple, and yet it takes diligent work for an entire lifetime. Come and see. Go and tell. Come, see what He has done for you. Then go and tell others what has been done for you. Today you have, with those first women, you have run to the tomb. You have seen that the tomb is empty. You have run with Peter and John. You have bent over. You have looked into the tomb and seen that Jesus is not there. You have come this morning and seen the salvation won for you by your God, by your Lord, by your Savior. And now that you have seen, may you be moved to go out into the world and to share with others what you have seen, what has been done for you, the forgiveness of your sins, and the granting of life everlasting. Be glad. Rejoice in Christ. Share your good fortunes with others and invite them to the feast. Alleluia! Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed! Hallelujah.
Let us rise.